Ash Wednesday. Today we receive ashes on our forehead once more. And we may ask ourselves many questions. But the most important question is the symbol. The cross, ashes, reminding us of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict on October 11 called for a year of faith. That is faith in Jesus Christ. On Monday, he announced that he would retire to a life of prayer. Today, in the first reading from the book of the prophet Joel, Joel calls the people to rent their hearts and not their garments. And the role they are to play is, as he asks them again, over and over again, where is your God? Who is your God? In the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, he reminds us that we are ambassadors. That means we carry Christ with us to others. In order to be ambassadors, we need to know Christ. In order to know Christ, we must have a relationship with Christ. And he calls us again to be reconciled to Christ. Lent is a time for change. It's a time for reflection. It's a time for conversion of heart. And again, maybe a time for to ask ourselves, where is our God and who is our God? In the Gospel on this coming Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, we will hear where Jesus goes into the desert for 40 days of prayer and fasting. We, for the next 40 days, will begin our journey towards Christ. Not the Christ that suffered and died on the cross for us, but the Christ that rose on Easter Sunday. We need again to ask ourselves, are we ready to prepare ourselves spiritually? Are we willing to know Christ? Are we willing to reflect and reconnect with who Jesus Christ is in our lives? In order for us to encounter Christ in our life, maybe we too have to take that time to reflect and pray. Pope Benedict said that faith is a great adventure. And the heart of the Christian faith is a living and vital relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Pope Benedict now wants to prepare himself spiritually to meet that risen Christ with a life of prayer and reflection. The message for us again is we too will meet that risen Christ. And are we willing and ready to prepare ourselves spiritually for that encounter? We have our busy lives. Our lives are full. Our lives are full of anxiety, trials, tribulations. But we must put an effort in to reflect, to think, to change. To reflect like we never reflected before, to do like we've never done before, and to pray like we never prayed before, all because we long for a relationship with Jesus Christ. So as we receive the ashes today, it is a moment for us to reflect and pray, remembering that Christ calls us into relationship. Christ calls us in a loving relationship to know, love, and serve him in our daily lives.